Today's sermon title is That's All, That's Everything. I want to start with prayer. Lord, we thank you. As we gather here today, we come with our hearts in our hands and with a level of expectancy, Lord, that you will talk to us, that you will provide for us, that you will answer questions, that you will surprise us once again. And all I ask on my part, Lord, is that you use me, Lord, to deliver this message to your children, Lord, in a way that they would be highly impacted, positively impacted, and inspired to continue through discipleship. Amen. So, at an ordination service, how many of you have actually been to a Methodist ordination service or any other ordination service? Well, I'm going to talk to you about an ordination service that was within the United Methodist Church. And at that time, there was a bishop that was asking the ordinance a series of historic questions like they did to me back in Puerto Rico when I was ordained. These questions in the United Methodist Church are historic. And these questions are the questions that John Wesley, the founder of the United Methodist Church, had first asked more than 200 years ago. And the question was this, a simple question. One of the questions were, are you in debt so much as to embarrass you in your work? I'm going to repeat that again. The question was, are you in debt so much as to embarrass you in your work? Now, when he asked this question to all the ordinands, he asked this question in the scenario of a service. And there were other people there. And this is a question asked in nowadays, a question about debt nowadays. The entire assembly chuckled at the question. Politely, of course, but they chuckled. And why? Now let me just think about something here. Wesley first asked this question very long ago to people that were different, in a different scenario, in a different timeline than we are. Back then, when Wesley asked these questions, there were probably no student loans. How many of you are still paying for student loans? Still paying for student loans, anybody? Hey. And there were probably nobody was into the window shopping thing that actually gets you in trouble afterwards, because you just don't go window shopping. You buy something afterwards, right? So, and there was not so many problems with maybe about mortgage loans and stuff like that, right? So it was a whole different era. To someone who had just finished, though, 3 years of seminary, I remember this, an education on top of that, 4 years before that, doing a bachelor's degree. Huh? How many of you been there, done that, right? And then that question seems to be different in that kind of scenario, right? But the key issue was not so much in the question as the key issue was not so much as to embarrass you, that some of you might just don't understand. Now, Romans 13:8 says something about this. Romans also speaks about debt and challenges us not to be in debt to anyone. To anyone. And again, you might be thinking about financial only, and that's not what I'm talking about today. That's not what I want to go, where I want to go today. In this day of credit cards, in this day of credit cards, it's kind of hard sometimes. This verse is not really speaking about depth the way that we might understand it today, but it has a rather different, an entirely different focus of us practicing love in our daily lives. Somebody say amen. That's what it's talking about. We are called, my friends. Did you know that you are all called? Not all of you are called to be a pastor like I was, or a teacher or whatever, but all of you are called. All of us here today are challenged. We're challenged. We're challenged and commanded to love one another. There is no greater thing. To love one another. And you have no way out of this. The commandment was given straight from our Lord. Amen? And immediately you might be thinking, well, a commandment to love one another. A command to love one another. Well, how do you actually command somebody to love somebody else? That probably is difficult to do. And it's difficult to control somebody's emotion. You probably can't enforce that. But Paul isn't really talking about feelings here so much as talking about actions, my friends. Actions. That's what I want you guys to understand. Love as action. Because, by the way, some people are very hard to love. Believe, I'm going to be quite sincere. Some people are hard to love, but that does not mean that you don't show love. That does not mean that you might go out of your way, and even though they're not letting you in, that you do your part in showing love and doing acts of love. Somebody say amen. Amen. So Paul isn't really talking about actions, I say. The theological dictionary of the New Testament suggests that that verb, love, that verb in Greek that is called agapao, used is not what we are thinking about right now. Speaks more about the actions that we should be doing to other people. The idea is that the command love might be better translated, better understood as doing loving things. How many of you have practiced doing loving things? We should practice that more, because there is a world out there that is looking at Christians. I know we live in New York. By the way, I was in Texas last week, and I was there for 4 days. I know it's a different country. Yes, people actually are not in a hurry. Now, New York, is that the case? I don't see it that way. And have you ever heard of Southern hospitality? I look at that as something like it's almost biblical. I mean, even though we are driven to act in a certain way, and the world just pushes us to live in a certain way, we should never forget whose and who we are. And if the world is going to go crazy and not be nice to each other and not show kindness and love to each other, oh, well, let them do that. But the Christians, the people of God, are called, are challenged to love one another. I love you all. Now, we have to practice this. Paul is talking about actions. If we think of random acts of kindness, now that's where we get on track. If we start practicing that, we might just change our hectic lifestyles and our hurried up lifestyle into something where all of a sudden the Spirit touches us and tells us, what's the hurry? You have to share hope. You have to share love. You have to show kindness. You have to well represent me. Hallelujah. to do something kind and loving for another person, not trying to or not expecting anything in return. That is to fulfill this commandment of love. And to do that, according to Paul, is to fulfill the law in its entirety, my friends, in its entirety. One has to wonder why this commandment to love one another, to do well to one another, to be kind to one another, why doesn't this appear on the courthouses, on the walls, and everywhere so that people would see it? Why? Why don't they talk about this a lot more than other things that they're talking about? Why don't they just practice loving one another? Why can't we just get along? Again, there are parties and political parties out there and things that we think that you are from another church and I am from the other one, and that it distinguishes us, separates us sometimes. But if you are a child of God, that should not be the case. We should be loving one another. I would love to see this practice more. Love each other. That would cover so many things, Barbara. That would cover so many faults and things that are happening. If we love each other, we don't want to harm somebody else. If we love one another, we don't cheat that other person. If we love one another, we do anything we can to benefit that other person. Whatever we do would be inspired to benefit everybody else around us if we would love one another. And that doesn't mean that we agree with them, but we love them. At least we try to in acts of kindness, in acts of love. Hallelujah. Are you following me here? Are you tracking? Amen. Amen. My friends, if we would love one another, we would want to make things better for everyone else that we could touch or impact. And if we measured all our laws, there are a lot of laws. We'd measured all our laws and regulations against the simple standards of love. To love one another, to do no harm to each other, just like it says in Romans 13, then we might find ourselves drawn to a better world. But this can be true. It starts with you. If somebody doesn't start, it doesn't happen. You have a responsibility and a challenge to make a difference. What are you doing to show that love to other people, my friends? The point of this sermon is simply to invite us. I'm inviting you today. Just inviting you to examine if we, all of us, me too, if we are living up to the command to love. Is it straightforward enough for you? Again, like the guy in that movie said, are you understanding the words that are coming out of my mouth? Is it simple, straightforward enough for you to understand? Maybe. Now, maybe not. Life is almost never straightforward. And I understand that. I realize that. No matter how we like to see things our way, sometimes they're not our way. I got annoyed in hearing about a bumper sticker. Some bumper stickers are annoying, believe me. I've seen annoying bumper stickers that I just see them and I wish the car was not in front of me. Now, I saw a bumper sticker. I read about a bumper sticker that said, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. And I am not too sure about this. That's just me just saying right now. Let's be real here. How many want to be real? Everything that happens, even in to us in God, doesn't always sit comfortably and great with us. Is that true? Some of the things, and even the will of God, sometimes we have problems with it. But let me just tell you one thing. It's not so much as to understand, but to know and know that you know that God is taking care of you. And if there's somebody that knows best for you, that would be God. Amen? My friends, I know that it is uncomfortable sometimes for us. We have trouble believing. We have trouble. We have trouble in our lives. And sometimes it's not that we just take it for granted. Sometimes when we come to the Bible and we read, we are forced to choose some pieces of scriptures over others. I don't like that one. I'm going to go to this one. Especially if it's something you're supposed to be working on. I'll go here. And then, by the way, sometimes it comes about again in another fashion. Oh, wait, okay, I got to do something else. And God is speaking to you because God speaks through the word, hello. Somebody say hello.
Hello.
My friends, he does. And sometimes he's just speaking straight to your heart. And you just have to realize that. But this verse, to love one another, is so important. It's just so important. Go ahead and tell your neighbor, this is important stuff. Mm-hmm. It takes us out of our comfort zones to do kind things sometimes, even to those people who are not being kind to us. Somebody say, now it's getting uncomfortable. Because that takes us out of that way. Because he wants to remind us whose we are and who we are. We cannot do exactly the same as the world out there does. We have to be different. Hello? Yes, we do, my friends. It's a challenge. It's a call. And I know that this verse is important because it does take us to those zones that might remind us of that life is messy sometimes. Do you agree? Yes. Can life be messy?
Yes.
Really messy sometimes, actually. Now, can life be confusing?
Yes.
Now, can life be ambiguous?
Yes.
And life is full of different colors sometimes, different shades of gray. And no book, my friends, no pastor, no sermon, no statement is ever going to change that, by the way. It is what it is, but it's the way that you live this out in your life. Then you could start changing the way you think. And just by changing the way you think and act, you might see changes around you. People that you didn't think let you in their spaces that were too hard to love, all of a sudden just soften their stone hearts and actually get kind themselves. Hallelujah. We need to be doing some things like this. Indeed, we are called, we are invited to measure our life in a different way, in an intriguing way, rather than look for simple and blunt answers to questions. We are told instead to love one another. Why complicate things? Just try. Try to make a difference. Or put it in another way, and with this I will finish today. The only depth, we were talking about depth in the beginning, and now you might understand what kind of depth I was talking about. By the way, that other kind of depth, the financial, get rid of it as soon as you can also? Come on. It's not working. It's you got to be free. How many of you want to be free? I believe that if we ask God to organize our lives and our finances, we can also see financial miracles. But that's not what I was talking about today. What I was saying, to put it another way, the only debt we should owe one another, anyone, is to be Christ to them. Wow. Do you understand this? To be Christ to them so that they could see Christ in us. Oh, by the way, so that the only debt would be that we could be hope to them. That we could be love to them. To seek to be loving, my friends, that is what we should do. God is love. Love is God. What is love? I can see it in God. And if they can see love in you, people will also see God, my friends. And you know what? We have to be loving to a fault. Extravagant love. Hey, exaggerate it if you need to. You're not doing this for you. Stop thinking just about yourself. You are an instrument of God, and God wants to use you. Now, today, ahora, rápido, vamos. Let's do this. How many of you are going to practice love this week? Come on. I told you this is a challenge. Whatever you can do, look for it. Put it down. I'm going to plan it, what I am going to do to impact somebody's life. And this is not for somebody to keep score. This is for you to start doing what we should be doing. All of us, we should be doing this. Amen? Loving to a fault. Extravagantly, hallelujah. And as that cartoon said, and my sermon title started with, that's all. That's all, folks. That is all. And not only is that all, that love thing is everything. May God bless you and keep you. So, so happy to be back and being able to speak to all of my friends here today. Let's share the love of Christ to all the nations. Amen.